You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just after 10:40 AM, which means it is time for Valley Talk, and it's time for our monthly appearance with Randy Berquist, the Crookston School Superintendent. Randy, how are you doing on this Tuesday morning?
You know, Todd, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. It's great to be here again this morning. The day right after our school board meeting that happened last night. It's always good to come here once a month to say hi to you guys and be able to talk. So
yeah, there's
and welcome here, Tyler.
Thank you.
Welcome to Crookston.
Thank you very much. First day on the air. Looking forward to it. Working here at KROX, but we have a lot to talk about. As you mentioned last night, there was the meeting. A lot of things to get into. Let's hop into that preliminary levy that got approved last night. So, what does that mean, and what is that levy?
So the levy is something that every school district has to have a preliminary levy approved by the school board by the end of September. In Crookston here, we did it. The school board approved a 4.55% increase. Now, the school board did a maximum amount. Okay, so that is the preliminary, as the term preliminary means before. So what happens then in October, November, and December, the school board, we look at different financial things. Do we need to keep it a maximum levy amount? If not, the school board can lower it. However, the school board cannot increase it. So if they didn't go maximum and they only had a certain amount, and then in December they went to the full increase, that they can't do that by state statute. So, and then in December we have a truth and taxation meeting where individuals can come and say, hey, you know, you're increasing it by 4.55%. Explain this, explain that. So that's what the school board did last night. And, you know, we support that as a district. And, you know, we'll go forward and see what happens.
Is that 4.55% a positive for the district?
Yeah, there's going to be extra money for the district. You know, anything's going to be positive. If people look at their tax statements and they'll say, oh, gosh, look at the tax increase. Remember, it's not just the school that's increased in taxes. It could be the county and or the city. It's very important that to know that the county assessor assesses the values of homes. And, of course, if that 4.55% might be a little bit more than the previous year because maybe the county assessor assessed a value higher of their homes. But I think that's the world we live in right now, where county assessors are increasing the values of homes, whether we like it or not. So, Yes.
That wasn't the only thing that happened. There was also the custodial agreement that took place last night. Let's dive into that.
Yeah, so we have every group gets negotiations. You know, the teachers approved the negotiations at this past couple months under interim superintendent, Mr. Dave Keene. I wasn't part of that process, but I was part of the custodial master agreement. So we actually did a three-year contract with our custodians, so it starts technically July 1st of 2023 all the way through June 30th of 2026. And the good news is that, you know, our school board committee members and the negotiations team for the custodians were able to get it done in one meeting at 2.5 hours, and I think it's a win-win situation. Obviously, during negotiations, whatever you're doing, you have to give some and you have to take some, but I think it was very cordial agreement. And one of the highlights is that the custodians get a $1,500 stipend, if you will, that's paid in December and June half increments for all the work that they have to do and have done with the construction going on. And they've worked very hard this summer with the transition. Of course, next year with Washington closing, that was a decision made, I don't know, a year ago or so, that they're going to have to move all that over to Highland Elementary. So I think it's just a way to say the custodians, look, we know how hard you're working. Thank you so much for all you do. Because sometimes, you know, teachers, administrators get the kudos sometimes, but sometimes I think individuals and school districts leave out custodians, kitchen workers, paraprofessionals, instructional aides, bus drivers. And those individuals are an integral part of helping our students succeed. It's not just the teacher that teaches the kids the curriculum, but it's everything else. It's the lunch ladies say, hey, good morning or good afternoon, here's your lunch. It's the bus drivers welcoming the kids as they get on the bus. All these are individuals that help guide our students to become what they are today in Crookston.
Yeah, the custodians especially, I see it, you know, covering high school athletics, and they're staying way after hours, making sure that simple things like the gym are cleaned up, yeah. Everyone has clean floors, everyone likes that clean environment, and the custodians are just such, you mentioned it perfectly, an integral part of the school systems, and it's just great that they're able to get that done, and to get it done so quickly, too. That's a pretty incredible feat.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I got to give credit to the school board members and the negotiation team on the custodian side. You know, when I student taught many, many years ago, and I only learned one thing from my cooperating teacher. That's a different story. But the one thing he told me is the two most important people next to the students, are the secretaries because they know everything, and the custodians because they can or cannot clean your room. So I've always tried to treat them, individuals in the school, no matter what position they are, with respect and thank them for all the hard work that they do.
Yeah, as do I. Can't thank the custodians enough for everything that they do. Let's talk about another thing that took place last night, the multi-use complex bids. That's a really big thing here in Crookston. So
yeah.
What happened there?
Well, so I started in the first part of July. In May, they had bid openings that were they went for bid openings that were supposed to take place, like dirt work, for example, this past summer we just had. Unfortunately, when they went for bid openings, they only had one company bid for the dirt work. So the school district decided to go out for more bids to see, hey, maybe we can get something else maybe we can get lower costs. So what happened is last week we had bid openings, and instead of having one company bid for the dirt work, we had six companies bid for the dirt work. So the dirt work came in a lot less on the bid than it did in May and early June, which is great because the companies say, well, gosh, I'll bid the dirt work since we're not going to start until next April or May, depending on the weather, of course. We were going to make a significant amount of savings. Now, one thing is, I don't want people to think I'm trying to hide anything, but I want to make sure that, you know, we had the bid opening, and we're using our construction manager company that was hired. They're out of Fargo. And before I even come through with the school board members to let them know this is the exact bids, I want to make sure our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted so that we have exactly what the company's bid, and we have a contract in saying, yes, this is what we're bid. And then the school board will decide if they want to accept those bids or not. Now, talking to the school board members, they're not opposed to having a special school board meeting session next week once we get all the bids finalized. And when I mean finalized, I get a little leery. I don't want somebody to come and say, well, gosh, you didn't do this or didn't do that from the companies. I want to make sure to protect our school district and our community so that we're all on the same page when it comes to the bid process. So expect in the near future, probably middle of next week, to have some sort of special school board meeting to accept the bids for the various items that we are looking at doing.
And just a reminder, what is the overall goal of this multi-use complex?
Well, it's going to be a football field, artificial turf football field. It's going to have bathrooms, fences. Those are a couple alternates. You know, we're going to have a track around it, soccer field. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Crookston schools and the student athletes and the parents, but also for the community. We're going to be able to host different activities, for example, section track meets. And I think that's going to be a win-win situation because the community hopefully will see the outcome of hosting some of these things with parents and individuals and students from other communities coming to Crookston, spending their money, going to various businesses for lunch, for supper, getting gas, whatever it might be, spending the night. So this is going to be a great opportunity for us to showcase our school district and our community as well. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and it will be a turf field too.
Correct.
That's going to be really big, being able to play everyone, at least, you know, in the outdoor sports, kind of in the same area.
Yeah, and well, Tyler, something I learned about you is that I know you're a huge Packers fan. I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers probably won't come to visit the turf field here.
Yeah, neither will David Bakhtiari, but that's a whole other discussion.
Absolutely.
Let's transition to school starting up this month.
Yeah, you know something, I'll tell you what, one of the things I try to do in July and August is to learn as much as I possibly could about the school district, the community, and some of the things that are concerns or area of improvement that we need to do as a school district. I'd like to say that it's been a great start. I'm going to knock on wood, though. because I want to make sure it continues. You know, I know that there's was concerns about discipline and vaping when I first got here. I'd like to think, and I've heard that things have been better so far. Good knock on wood. But I can't stress enough that we need to have parent involvement. I might have said this the last time when I interviewed with Cam, but one of the things in my personal opinion that's changed in education is the students, of course. You know, I think social media has had an impact on students. They want things right now. They also, parents have changed, you know. I think they need to make sure that they take an active part in their child's education. That means they need to get all the facts. Don't go right to social media and say, oh, gosh, it must be true because it's on social media. No, not necessarily. But so far, it's been a great start. I know there's a lot of, I want to switch gears a little bit, there's a lot of debate about the school resource officer across the state. I will tell you, so people know, I support a school resource officer in our school district. I think a lot of schools and a lot of cities are being premature by pulling the school resource officer in their school district. I've my opinions on that, but I will tell you that I support a school resource officer because I think it's a great deterrent for some students. Now, does that mean nothing's ever going to happen? Of course not. But I do support that, and I know, I believe the city supports the school resource officer, and so does the Crookston Police Department as well. One thing that I really want to put a plug out there for, Tyler, is we are very, very much short of substitutes. Teachers especially, we are short of subs. If you're interested in subbing, you only need a four-year college degree in whatever area. You can contact a district office, and we can go from there. But we are very short of subs for teachers. We're also short of subs in everything else. Bus drivers, custodians, paraprofessionals, instructional aides, cafeteria workers. So please, I'll tell you what. I'm really bad at a lot of things, Tyler, but what I'm really passionate about is kids and young people. And there's nothing better than working in a school district in any capacity whatsoever. I enjoy it so much because I love to see the kids strive to do the best they can and then hopefully become lifelong learners and give back after they get out of high school to their community and their school. But please, if you're interested in subbing, contact the district office.
And is that the same way you mentioned earlier about, you know, you want more parent involvement? Is that the same way how parents can get more involved with the school and the system as well?
Well, yeah, you know, if they're interested in subbing, that's great. But when I mean more parent involvement, if you have a concern, please contact your teacher, contact your coach, whatever it might be. I like the chain of command. Don't come right to the superintendent. Don't go right to the principal. Try to work things out. I've learned a long time ago, Tyler, from my perspective, my opinion again, I think the reason we have conflict in today's society is because a lack of communication and or misunderstanding. And we can agree to disagree. You know, there's two sides in the truth to everything. It's my saying, because perception may or may not always be reality. But work together with the school, just like the school. I want the school and the teachers to work together with the parents to become the best outcome for all of our students, no matter who they are.
Yeah, that's definitely great. It's always about the kids, right?
Correct, absolutely.
If you're joining us in the middle of this Valley Talk, we're with the Crookston School Superintendent Randy Berquist for his monthly appearance. Just to do a little bit of a recap, we talked about the preliminary levy, and once again, it's a maximum of 4.55%.
The maximum amount ends up being a 4.55% increase. We can't go higher than that. We could go lower, but the school board will make that decision at the Truth and Taxation meeting in December.
And then we also had the custodial agreement that got done in just one meeting. Very impressive. And again, custodians, very important part into the role of a school system.
Absolutely. Everybody who works in a school has an integral part in helping all of our students.
And then we talked about the multi-use complex bids, and the final bid won't happen until December.
We're going to have a school board meeting probably next week, a special session to accept the bids, to accept or deny the bids. It's up to the school board members, but I will have more information middle of this week. I'll sure let KROX know exactly when that would be.
And then school starting up, and then is there anything else that's going on in the school, the district at all that you would like to talk in the final few minutes that we have?
You know, I've really, really enjoyed going to the extracurricular activities of our students. You know, I've been to a number of extracurricular activities, and I think it's It's just awesome to see kids participate. I myself enjoyed participating in extracurricular activities. I want parents to encourage their kids, our kids, to participate in something. Speech, musicals, sports. If money is ever an issue and parents say, well, I can't afford that, let me know, contact me, and we will take care of that. I just think it's very important for kids to be able to participate in those things because they learn a lot of different attributes, social, emotional, mental, physical attributes that they can use for the rest of their life.
Yeah, extracurricular activities are always a great thing. And is there like a calendar or any website that they can go and look up all these?
Yeah, they can check the website and they can check on the activities page of our website. And it has everything up there from volleyball to football to tennis to whatever it might be. So.
Yeah. Speaking of volleyball, we will have Crookston at Holly Volleyball this evening on KROX. We'll be broadcasting that. Should be a good match there as well. Any final thoughts that you have, Randy, before we let you go for the day?
Well, Tyler, just met you this morning. I appreciate your time, and I just want to say one thing. Go Vikings.
Yeah. They have a tough game this weekend that we will also be broadcasting on KROX.
Correct.
So some more plugs for that. Randy Berquist, your monthly appearance, thank you very much for your time. It was a good conversation. We learned a lot, and I think that's the important thing, and it feels like a lot of positivity moving forward.
Yeah, you know, something I always think working in schools and work with kids is all about being positive and smiling and saying hi and doing different things like that to encourage kids to do the best they can. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate everything KROX does for our school and community.
Yeah, of course. Thank you to Randy Berquist, Crookston School Superintendent, as we are wrapping up Valley Talk here on this Tuesday morning. It's just shy of 11 a.m.